Okay, good morning. This is Sister Mona. I just pray that any sister that's listening today is doing well. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, I just ask for any sister that's listening today that this just helps her stay away from anything, that she sees things that she don't like, that she may not be aware of, and she has full understanding of why you don't like it, and even if it looks like it could be okay in the world, but it's something that you're telling her that you don't want her to do, that she can see it really clearly and stay away from it. Ask all these crazy flies in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, going through Isaiah 33 and Book of Amos, talking about times of judgment and the importance of needing to walk more perfectly in the Holy Spirit and understand His will, and talking about dreams and understanding them so that you can stay in His perfect will. If you have a former addiction of any sort, okay, like for example, if you used to be addicted to some sort of drugs or something, and you're having dreams about drugs or alcohol or food, if you had a food addiction and you're having dreams where you're eating a food that you no longer eat, you know the Holy Spirit's healed you from, okay, just anything that you used to be in bondage to, okay, whatever it could be, if it's something that you were truly in bondage to and Christ has set you free from it, and you're having dreams where you're doing this thing, okay, this can be a warning, not about the addiction that you used to have or whatever thing that used to keep you in bondage, okay? This can be a warning about something that the Holy Spirit does not want you doing presently, okay? So, for example, let's say an addiction to food, okay, with like a lot of, you know, someone was addicted to sweets and was eating sweets all the time, set free, from, you know, got saved, got set free from Christ, with Christ, I'm sorry, in Christ, and is no longer addicted anymore, but they're having dreams where they're going and eating, you know, all this candy and ice cream and stuff, okay? This could be a warning of the Holy Spirit of fear, okay? He could be saying, the same way that you're not supposed to touch that anymore because I've set you free is the same way that I don't want you touching fear, okay? Or it can be also for a male, okay, some sorts of something that can be like, let's say, for example, because there's a lot of temptation going on within the church right now, probably with all this money being handed out and stuff like that, by the government to just kind of sit back and relax and collect a paycheck. And he could be saying, you know, to someone, the same way that I don't want you touching, you know, drugs or alcohol is the same way I don't want you touching this free money that's being handed out by the government and becoming slothful and lazy and not doing your job as a male, okay? Or it can be just anything that is a stumbling block, okay? A person can be, you know, getting high in a dream, okay? Buying drugs, okay? Maybe they weren't addicted to drugs before, but they're buying drugs, and it can be a warning about something about pride, okay? Or just even in their own mind, a place where they go where they're not being sober-minded, okay? So if you're having dreams where someone is entangled in addiction, drugs, just anything that's an issue of bondage, okay? You want to be looking for what it represents presently at that time. Oftentimes, these things will relate to the very day at hand, okay? Either the day the person's starting or the day that just ended, and the Holy Spirit's letting you know, the same way you're not supposed to touch that is the same way I don't want you touching this. And you want to find out what that this is, okay? What that item is presently in your life that you're supposed to stay away from. Because when the Holy Spirit's making something so clear like that, you definitely want to listen up because He doesn't like it, okay? And you want to obey Him so you don't get into any trouble. Okay, I'll go ahead and leave it there for today. Father, I just ask for any sister that's starting her day, that she has a fruitful day, abounding in the Spirit and glorifying Your Son. Ask all these praise and blessings in Jesus' name. Amen.